Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to the Winning Every Day podcast. I'm so excited to share this moment with you today. Wherever you're tuning in from, your home, your office, your car, or on the move, I pray that God's presence will fill your space and speak directly to your heart. Today's devotional is titled, Learning to Discern God's Voice. And our Bible text is from John chapter 10, verse 27, which says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Let me begin with a story we find in the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. It's the story of young Samuel. Samuel was still a boy, serving in the temple under Eli the priest. One night, as he lay down to sleep, he heard a voice call, Samuel! Thinking it was Eli, he ran to him. But Eli hadn't called. This happened three times. Finally, Eli realized what was happening and told him, If you hear the voice again, say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. This story, found in the book of 1 Samuel, is one of the clearest biblical examples of someone learning, step by step, how to discern God's voice. It wasn't loud. It wasn't dramatic. It was gentle, persistent, personal. And just like Samuel, God still speaks to us today. Friend, let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a moment where you weren't sure if it was God speaking, your thoughts, your fears, or just noise? Let me encourage you, you're not alone. Even Samuel, one of the greatest prophets, had to learn God's voice. God is patient with us. Psalm 103, verse 13 to 14. He understands our human frailty and lovingly trains our hearts to hear him. The truth is, God speaks in many ways, through his word, through the Holy Spirit, through peace in our hearts, through wise counsel, and even through circumstances. Hebrews 1, verse 1. The question is, are we listening? Sometimes, God's voice is not a shout. It's a whisper. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. Other times, he speaks through a scripture that won't leave your heart. Sometimes it's through a gentle nudge saying, don't go that way, or wait. Let me ask another question here. What voices are loudest in your life right now? God's voice or the noise around you? Be encouraged. You can train your ears to hear God more clearly. Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice. That means you were designed, naturally wired, to recognize his voice. You may just need to tune your heart. Here's another question. Do you take moments of quiet to allow God to speak? If not, start today. God doesn't always speak in the rush. Many times, he speaks in the stillness. Psalm 46, verse 10. And when you intentionally slow down, you'll be amazed at how much clearer his voice becomes. Let me encourage you with this. God is more eager to guide you than you are to be guided. Isaiah 30, verse 21. He wants you to win, to flourish, to walk in his will, and his voice is the compass. Take a moment now and reflect. Where in your life do you desperately need God's direction right now? In a decision, a relationship, a business move, or in a spiritual step? Think about it and invite God to speak. Today, create 10 minutes of quiet, no phone, no noise, no distraction. Open your Bible. Read the passage for today, John 10, verse 27. Then sit still and say like Samuel, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Expect him to talk to you. In conclusion, God still speaks, and you can learn to discern his voice. It may take practice. It may take patience. But God is faithful, and he will teach you. And once you learn to recognize his voice, your life will have clarity, peace, and direction like never before. Now let's make today's confession of faith together. Say this with me, right where you are. Today I walk in clarity. My heart is open to God's voice. I hear him clearly. I follow him boldly. And I am guided into peace, purpose, and victory. I am God's sheep, and I hear his voice. Today, I win because God leads me. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for speaking to us today. I pray for everyone listening right now. Open their ears, sharpen their discernment, and flood their hearts with your peace. As they go into their day, lead them, protect them, and guide them. Let today be filled with divine direction and supernatural favor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's devotional on the Winning Everyday podcast. If this blessed you, please share it with someone you love. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a year daily Bible reading plan on our website. Until next time, God bless you and keep winning every day.
You are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.